Hey, Mind Gym Bro here, and welcome to day 18. I think you're really going to like this training. It's called the Drone Pilot, and you're going to be able to go forwards, backwards, up, sideways, and even back and forward in time. Get in a nice, comfortable position. Beautiful arch in your spine, chin tucked, eyes closed, or gaze softened. We're going to use a box breath for this training today. And we'll do two powerful breaths in and out on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And let it go. Another deep breath in. And let it go. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five, and hold. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five, and hold. One, two, three, four, five. Good. Now nice, full, deep breath in. Hold. Exhale. And hold. Now as you breathe in, sitting comfortably in that chair, hold, I want you to allow your mind to drift and float. Exhale, maybe you can imagine a balloon in a color you love. It's a helium balloon, hold and you let go and it just drifts and floats. Breathe in, or maybe you can imagine yourself on a raft or in a boat. Hold, just gently rocking with the waves, feeling the sun on you. Exhale, or maybe you're in a forest. Hold, or in a field looking up at the clouds as they drift and float on by, or maybe you're at a beach, breathe in, listening to the crashing surf. Wherever you are, just find yourself in a nice, comfortable place. Hold, where you can relax fully and completely. Exhale. Good, and hold. Now as you breathe in, wherever you are, in that very comfortable, relaxed place, hold, I want you to imagine in front of you the world's most powerful drone. Exhale, this drone can go forwards, go backwards, go up and down, sideways, spin, hold. And it can see perfectly. The camera is beautiful, but it also can feel and hear. Breathe in. It can smell and even taste. It has all the same senses you do. Hold. And it can also go forward in time, and it can go backward in time. Exhale. You can make it whatever color you want, whatever size you want. Hold. I want you to have that drone in front of you in your mind's eye. And now as you breathe in, I want you to bring that up, 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 hold. So it's now right at eye level with you. Exhale. Allow it to go off. Hold. And now transfer your vision for that. You see what the drone sees. Breathe in. You can go up, helicopter up, maybe a few feet above you, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of feet above you. Hold. You can pan out, see a wider perspective. Exhale. Issues seem different up here. Hold. Or you can drop down and maybe go off to the left side. Breathe in. Or maybe go to the right side or go behind. Hold. When most people think of a problem, exhale mentally, they have it about 2 feet in front of them or closer. Exhale. Hold. Why is that the place to hold it? You made it up anyway. Breathe in. But most people, it's about as far as a computer screen. Put it somewhere else. Hold. See it from a new perspective. Exhale. Hold. Now you can keep with this box breath, or you can release the holds and breathe slowly and deeply. Now I want you to take that drone. And now that you've gotten used to the controls, you can go any place, any directions, easily and effortlessly. And I want you to just go back a little bit. Go back up from you and see yourself sitting where you are. Notice that perspective. Now go to the right side. As far or as close as you want. And notice yourself from that right side. Get that perspective. Now go to the left side. And notice yourself from the left side. Now go behind. Good. Now go beneath you. If you ever play with kids, they're always getting under tables and hiding and making forts. It's fun. And you see things from a totally different perspective. You look up at tables and chairs. And now have that drone go above you. Beautiful. All right. Now you're going to send that drone back in time. And I want you to think of a situation that you could have handled better. All right, you could have handled it better. And I want you to go back in time to that place now with the drone. So find yourself back in that time, and the drone is watching you. You can position the drone in whatever way makes sense, whatever perspective, angle you want. Now I want you to replay that scene again from the perspective of the drone. Good. Now the drone can also freeze it. It can freeze it. It can rewind. It can do slow motion. It can speed it up. So I want you to stop that point where you're like, yeah, that's where I could have done things a little differently. And now notice how you feel. What was that emotional response that you had? Good. Now rewind it with that drone. You're seeing it. Rewind it. I'll go back. And now play it again. You can play it in slow motion or you can play it regular speed. Okay, now stop. Before you respond or react, how do you want to respond? What would you want to do instead of what you did do? I was talking to a client the other day and he said this thing happened and it took him about a day to kind of snap out of it. He said, but it used to be a month. So you're in the hole for a day. That's way better than a month. We fall in that hole, and then sometimes we realize we're in the hole. So right now, you're stopping. You're seeing yourself about to fall in the hole, so you stop. You stop with that drone. Good. Now, what would you prefer to do? How would you prefer to feel? If the first thing that happens is you tense up, and then from that tense, probably constricted or contracted state, you start a series of thoughts that end up in words that, well, let's say it's just not your best self. So now pause. Take a breath. How do you want to respond? How do you want to feel? If you tense up in your neck, allow that to relax. Allow that to melt down. Relax your upper back, your shoulders, your arms, all the way out to the tips of your fingers. You can relax your body and legs all the way out to the bottoms of your feet. Now, what do you want to say or do instead of what you did? That's it. Good. Now go back, rewind. You've got that drone. Do you want to change perspective? Do you want to give it a different angle? Do you want to look at it if it's another person from her perspective or his perspective? Or do you want to zoom up? Try to get a different angle. And now do it again. You're going to go stop where you're about to do something or say something that was not your best effort. All right, now feeling that new way, that more empowered way, and now say and do what you really want. Good. What's the look on your face? What's the tone of your voice? What are the words you use? What are the gestures? Good. Now get a new perspective. Move the drone again. That's it. Now rewind with your drone. Good. Now go back. Press play. Start going. And then stop again. Now your new perspective. Feel the way you want to feel in your body. Breathe the way you want to breathe. Maybe hear the sounds. What are you focusing on? Good. And now press play. Be and feel and say and do what you want. Your better self. Good. Good. And note how that feels. Note how it feels in your body. In physical training, I lead a team every morning, and one of the things we work on is strength with mobility. So you can move from any position, a normal range of motion, and you have strength and stability and balance and power and flexibility in that full range of motion. But in the beginning, a lot of people don't. They don't have that mobility in their ankles or their hips. So we do an overhead squat where you're holding a weighted pole above you and people have trouble. Like, hoo-yah, no problem. So you work on it. Maybe you hold a pole. Maybe you hold on to something. But if someone said, yeah, I can't do that now, but in a month from now, I'm going to have full mobility. I'm like, great, what are you going to do? They're like, nothing. It'll just happen. You'd laugh, right? It's not going to just happen. You have to work at it. You have to practice it. So it's the same thing. You can realize like, yeah, that wasn't great. Hoo-yah. All right, but now what are you going to do? How are you going to rerun it and interject the new way? Because guess what? It happens again. You'll tense up. You'll constrict. You'll start to feel a certain way. And even though you know it's not the right way, it's not the best way, we all get into that pattern. Our emotional brain is faster than our cognitive brain. So you replay it, just like you practice that squat or that lunge or that shoulder range of motion. You have to work at it. It's the same thing. You're doing the reps here. Good. Now, I want you to go forward in the future. It might be a day from now. It might be a week from now. It might be a month or even a year from now. It might be undetermined. You don't really know. But I want you to think about a dynamic that usually triggers you or triggers somebody else. I know we get that when we have parties, which my wife loves to do. And I get a lot of chores around that time. So we're like, I know how that kind of goes, or you might have the same dynamic around holidays. And so if you know, practice it, rehearse it. How do you want to be? If you know someone else is probably going to be like this, maybe set boundaries, have those conversations ahead of time. Or if it does happen in the moment, how do you want to respond? Do you just want to react the same old? No. So I want you to go ahead in time, forward in time, and think of a situation that may trigger you or has triggered you in the past. Good. Get it firmly in your mind. Be very specific. Like you wouldn't say, oh, I want to get in better shape. what does that mean? Right? Be more specific. So have a very specific situation. Good. Get it in your mind. Now, you are used to seeing that from your eyes, right? From your eyesight. I want you to create a different perspective. Move that drone around. Just get a different angle. Maybe see it from another person's perspective. Try that. And I want you to play it. Press play. Maybe what is that other person or other people? What's the dynamic? What happens? And then when you feel like, all right, this is where this is where it goes off the rails, or this is where I get short, or I shut down, or whatever you do. And then press pause before that happens. All right, good. Now you have all the time in the world because this is in the future. Now I want you to go first. How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel flowing? Do you want to feel open? Do you want to feel expansive? Do you want to feel light? Do you want to feel energized? Are there certain colors or images that you want to think about? Is there a sound? Words, voices, music? Get in your head. How do you want to feel? Good. Now, how do you want to act? What do you want to say? What do you want to do? How do you want to breathe, gesture, move? What's the tone of your voice? Play it out. This is in the future. You can do all the takes you want. Good. Good. You had much better connection, much better control. You thought about what you want to do before. All right, now move that drone to a new position, a new angle. Press rewind. Go back. Good. When you get back, okay, now press play. What's that dynamic or situation that would normally trigger you? All right, when you get there, press pause. Oh, pause. What an amazing concept. Pause. How do you want to act? Breathe. Feel. All right. When you're ready, press play and then respond and engage in the way you want to. Good. How do you want to feel? How do you want to look? Gesture. Breathe. All right. Now get one more position, one more perspective. Move that drone around. Good. Now rewind it. Go back. All right. Stop. Now press play. See it happening. Feel it. Experience. Good. You know those little warning signs. Ah, good. Now pause. Now notice how you want to feel first. Maybe what the sounds are. Maybe it's that inner voice. Don't let it happen. Prep beforehand. You know it's coming. All right, when you're ready, press play and respond in the way you want. Your better self, your higher self. Good. Now notice how that feels versus normal. Good. Now take that drone, fly back to the present. And come back to that seat where you're feeling very comfortable, very relaxed, and have that drone land wherever you want. And then it stops. It shuts down. And realize how it feels. You have it in your mind. You can create any image, any sound, any feeling you want with this powerful drone. You can go in any direction and you can go back in time and forward in time. Do it from different angles, right? Just like if we were moving with our legs, we'd go forward, we'd go sideways, we'd go backwards, we'd go backward twisting, right? You go up and down, side to side, forward and back, and then you twist. You want to do anything physically. So this is the same mentally and emotionally. You want to go to any situation and be able to do it easily and effortlessly. Now, if you still have that box breath, you can release the holds. I want you to come back to this time, this place. We'll do two powerful drone breaths in and out on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And let it go. Good job. Another deep breath in. And let it go. All right, you're drone certified now. Good job. That was day 18, and I look forward to seeing you back here in the Mind Gym for day 19.